It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean in New England states, there are several places where ships would be in danger if they should be caught in a storm. Somewhere I read a story about a crew of men whose responsibility was to rescue the men on any ship which ran into trouble in one of those areas. There was a storm at sea and the wind was blowing real hard. The waves were extremely high and forceful. The storm was accompanied by heavy rain and much lightning. It was the middle of the night when the call came to the rescue squad that a ship was in trouble and needed help to evacuate their crew. The captain of the rescue squad woke his men up and told them to prepare to sail. As the group went out into the night, many of the men realized that it would be a very dangerous operation to attempt a rescue in such conditions. Still, the men were prepared to cast off and help the ship in distress. Just before they were ready to leave the safety of the harbor, a member of the rescue squad who was relatively new approached the captain. His face expressed much concern as he spoke. "Sir," he said to the captain, "do you think we should go out in these conditions? We might not come back." The old captain, a veteran of many years at aiding ships in distress, slowly turned to the young seaman and gave this reply, "We don't have to come back, son, but we do have to go out." Too often in life, the fear of failure keeps us from setting sail on a course of goodness. We are afraid someone might not understand. We are afraid we might not be successful in our venture, and so we stay in the relative safety of the harbor. Very few great and worthwhile missions can be accomplished without taking the risk of sailing through some stormy seas. There's always the danger, once we chart our course over the stormy seas, that we might not return. And it is precisely this danger that keeps many people from ever leaving the shore. When Columbus set sail for India, he had no assurance that he would return. Indeed, he was told by many people that he would sail off the edge of the world and that his ships would never stop falling. But he had to go, because he was captured by a dream that could change the life of man for good. When Jesus began his journey from Galilee to Jerusalem, his disciples probably tried to discourage him. They knew of the possibility that he would be killed in that holy city, that he would never come back. But still, he went. He didn't have to come back. He only had to go. Quite often in life, we'll find this to be true. We don't have to come back. We only have to go.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.